You're listening to the Indigo Girls and at WREK. I thought this is better. Let's see. Now you just came straight back from the Rio benefit this Sunday, and you're going to be performing at the Cotton Club this Wednesday. No, next Wednesday.
25th.
The 25th of May.
Yeah.
And with Michelle Malone. Is she going to be playing with her band, or?
No, I think she's going to be doing this gig acoustic solo. Well, she may be playing some electric, but she'll be doing it solo.
Okay, we got some tickets for that to give away later on.
But, all right.
Free tickets.
Yeah, free tickets. Now, I have two records. I have your Strange Far LP and your EP. What's it called?
That's our single.
Oh, the little single.
Oh, and then you have an EP.
It's just called Indigo Girls.
Indigo Girls?
Came out 2 years ago.
It's out of print.
Oh, it's out of print.
We only have one box left and they're all warped, so.
Oh, yeah, that's familiar. What's that record, what's it called? Georgia Record? What did you get him kind of, did you, well, see, your thing here says.
Georgia Record?
Yeah, Georgia, it says Indigo Record, so I was thinking it was, you did it, you were doing it yourself or something like that, and usually when they do that, they go to Georgia Record Pressing.
Yeah. We did.
And we had problems where they would cellulite it or put it in that saran wrap and it would shrink it and warp the record.
Uh-oh, bad business.
No, well, they actually...
But they're real good.
They suggest that you don't shrink wrap them anymore.
Yeah.
That you just... that they just put the plastic on them and don't shrink them, which is probably... that's what we did.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've learned that. But I mean, they're still good. It's just don't shrink wrap them.
Right.
Yeah. We had ours loose wrapped.
Our
first one.
That's why.
We wrote out these little lyric sheets for the first album and put them in there. And actually, Amy put them all in there herself. But
because I was working there.
It was a real home job.
Oh, okay. So you. I mean, I've been. There was a. Phoenix, I think, was a magazine. Emory was the Emory Independent, and they were talking about like you were doing this all pretty much yourself, the distributing. And I didn't realize that you did the records yourself, and so you were becoming the distributors yourself. You're your own publisher, or
we have a distributor, Important Records, but we distribute to the independent stores ourselves.
Oh, okay.
Like we kind of work with other factions of the business to get everything done right, sort of. But we have a big hand in it. We try.
So you've been, it was saying in the article that you were looking through like CMJ, College Music, whatever.
Right, we did all that.
And that's pretty simple. Yeah, we have a box of record cardboard boxes because those are pretty expensive to send out. Mm-hmm. But we collect everything, so we can, if we want to send out records, we have all these boxes free. So boxes cost money too. Everything costs money.
Yeah, we buy our boxes, but we got a good deal on it. Yeah, we came out with the album and we sent it to about 250 different college radio stations, and then called them up and asked them to please play it, and most of them did. So then we've been trying to tour a lot more to support the album, and we'll probably be coming out with a new album pretty soon. We've been shopping that album for a record deal, but we aren't really anxious right now to get signed. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of radio stations are interested in just getting something in the mail and maybe looking at it instead of just going by what's down on a piece of paper from CMJ. They
like
to. Yeah, they like to see something new and maybe respond to it.
Yeah. You want to play another song? Do you want to play that little single song?
Okay.
From 1985?
1985? Boy. What's it called?
Everybody's Waiting for Someone to Come Home.
Okay, so this is...
this is our first...
First?
Our first release.
Our first recording.
First recording ever.
Okay. Hear this.